Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Smart Founders Build Boards That 10x Growth. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that might surprise you. Every year, thousands of promising startups fail, not because they built bad products, but because they made bad governance decisions. Today, we're answering a question I get constantly. Do founders really need a board? Let me start by addressing the elephant in the room. Most founders think building a board means surrendering control, like handing over the keys to your kingdom. But here's the truth. Great boards don't replace your decision-making. They amplify it. Think of your board not as corporate overlords, but as your personal council of advisors. These are people who bring expertise you simply can't afford to hire full-time. They're your strategic multipliers. Now, timing matters enormously here. If you're still pre-revenue, skip the formal board. Use advisors instead. But once you've found product-market fit, that board becomes essential for scaling decisions. And if you're raising Series A or beyond, you'll need a board anyway. It's legally required. The question becomes, do you want to choose your board or let investors choose for you? Let me tell you about Sarah Chen, founder of TechFlow. She fought against adding board members for 2 years, convinced they'd slow her down. Finally, before her Series B, she added 3 strategic board members. Within 6 months, they helped her dodge a disastrous acquisition offer and instead connected her to the perfect strategic partner. Her company valuation doubled in 12 months. Here's your sweet spot formula, 5 to 7 members maximum. Your composition should be 2 founders, 2 to 3 investors, and 1 to 2 independent experts. Meet quarterly, not monthly. Monthly meetings kill momentum. Focus them on strategy and connections, not operational micromanagement. If you're post-revenue, here's your action step. Identify 3 people whose networks and expertise you desperately need. Approach them about joining your board before you raise money. You'll have infinitely more negotiating power. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.